Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Yes, morning show at East Coast FM. Just to remind you, the 11:05 this morning is about rural Wicklow. So we'll hear views there. So if there's anything you want to contribute, please do at 0877 11 103. Now we're joined in the studio again, many years now, by Berna Fiden, who's the sister of Ezra Unruh, who went missing 13 years ago tomorrow. And in fact, last sighting was in Bray here in County Wicklow. Berna, another journey. Just make sure the microphone is close to you there, Berna. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. 13 years.
I know, it's unbelievable. It's actually the anniversary today.
Is it?
The 23rd, yeah. Back then it landed on a Wednesday and it was half, what's it, midterm you call it here? Midterm, so it's a bit quieter, but when her car pulled into Bray.
And, you know, I mean, do you ever, I mean, obviously you don't give up, you're here, you're in Ireland.
No, of course not, you can't give up. Without answers, you just can't give up. I mean, there's always that small bit of hope that we're going to get some news. But, you know, it doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get any easier at all. Each year we come over and I feel heartbroken that every year I go back, I get on that plane to go back to London and I still have nothing to go on. I think that's the hardest thing, because nobody has come forward with any positive sightings or news.
And the longer it goes on, I mean, do you get disheartened?
I try not to. But it's not easy to... Well, you know, you just hope that somebody will actually think, you know what, I do remember what happened that day. I do remember seeing her. I remember seeing someone come out of that car that morning, because I'm still in two minds of, did she actually ever reach Bray? Although her car was found in Bray, there is a big time lapse from when she left the house and got to Bray.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always been that question mark, like, did something happen nearer her home and her car was just left in Bray?
And we'll go over the story again, but I believe that some, the CCTV, you've always said, oh God, it's very blurred and all that, but it has been sent to experts overseas to try and enhance
twice.
It, and nothing.
Nothing at all, because the cameras that we used at the time were such poor quality that you can't even see that there's a driver in the car. I mean, obviously there is one because the car's moving, but they cannot enhance it enough to see if there's one person, two person, a man, a woman. It's just complete blur. So, you know, it's been over to the UK twice now to try and see if it can be enhanced, and we're still getting nothing, I'm afraid.
Nothing on it. And is technology being developed that maybe in future years...
Well, I don't know. I think it's what it was recorded on originally, because they were saying there were VHS tapes and things like that. So it's really old and poor quality that they can't enhance it.
Yeah. Just for our listeners who haven't heard over the 13 years, and you're always welcome to come in and we keep doing
it.
Just to remind us of the story.
Well, basically, my sister, Ezra Unruh, she lives in Clondalkin. She was only supposed to just nip out to the shops on the 23rd of February 2011, just to pick up a few bits before her husband took the car and left for work. And, you know, he was just going to go to the gym that day, so he said, I'm going to take the car. So she said to him, well, just keep an eye on the baby. Let me nip out, buy a few bits I need, and then when I come back, take the car, I don't need it for the rest of the day. And that was the last that she was seen. You know, they told us her number plate reading was just before 8 a.m. that morning at the Power City roundabout in Clondalkin, but she left the house no later than 7:15. So there's a big time difference, and that journey literally takes 4 to 5 minutes maximum. And being, as I said, it was half term week, schools were out, so it, you know, there wouldn't be any traffic on that road for it to take any longer. And then from that point down to Bray, the number plate was read all the way down to Bray and until it got to the Strand, where they do have that small footage but her car came into the Bray car park by the Star Amusement, then left within less than, like, about 30 seconds, less than a minute, and then went back through the one-way system, came down Convent Avenue, and then had a near collision with a Skoda Octavia as it came back onto the promenade. And but that Skoda driver, we've begged and begged, you know, if someone's nearly cut you up, you know, you must have looked round to see who was driving the car. You know, you may have got angry. All we want them to give us is a description of the driver, because then that's, you know, I just want to know.
You might remember, because it was such an incident where somebody nearly crashed into you.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Skoda driver then went forward, and then my sister's car literally pulled aside and went straight behind the Skoda driver again, back to, you know, it was literally back to back, and then went back into the amusement car park area, right down to the bottom, and parked where it was a blind spot. So we never know who came out of that car. They've shown it on Crime Call several times.
Yeah, because I was on with you on Crime Call, yeah.
Yeah, they've shown it there several times, but the footage they show there is hours later than when my sister's car actually arrived there, because the camera that shows that image is on a swing motion. So her car came in just after 8:30 in the morning, but that camera did not swing round till after 10 o'clock in the morning. So, of course, by the time that camera swung round, it was a very heavily populated car park, so the car park was virtually full. When my sister's car pulled in there, it wasn't like that. There was the odd few cars there. So, and then they tried to tell me there was a lady walking up the hill, and she never came back down again. Sort of similar build to my sister, but we've said that's not my sister, because the lady, because they said, oh, she's idly just looking around and whatever, but this is after 10 a.m. And I said, well, if you watch the footage close enough, you will see a dog that comes past her. And as soon as the dog passes her, she turns around and starts walking with the dog. So this was a person waiting for their dog. And everybody who knows Bray knows that if you start walking up that hill, you do not have to come down. You can walk straight across, or even up to the top of the car park. There's another car park at the top that you can walk and back onto the road. So, you know, everybody that goes up the hill doesn't necessarily have to come back down it.
Yeah. As we mentioned, Crime Call, I think Channel 4 did something
Channel 4 did a documentary a few years back. But we also filmed last year, and we've got a date that in May, TG4 will be showing a programme, and it's all based around Esra's case.
So. Right, okay. I mean, the search continues.
The search continues, and it will not stop until I get answers. You know, somebody out there must know something. I just cannot believe that somebody can just disappear and nobody's seen or heard. I do believe someone's sitting on information, and I just beg that person to come forward, because we need some form of closure. You know, this, it breaks my heart that I come over here all the time and year after year, and I will carry on coming year after year, God willing, and giving me strength. But we just want someone to come forward, you know.
And
it's not fair on us.
How is your life otherwise?
Is
you live in London, do you?
We all live in London, which makes it harder to keep the appeals going over here. And, you know, we put posters up every year. We was down the seafront yesterday putting up posters, and then we'll be in Clondalkin later on today putting up posters around her home where she used to live. It's not easy. I mean, Esra's mentioned every single day. You know, we talk about her every single day. She's never forgotten.
Yeah.
And she never will be.
And just one last thing. The strange thing about the keys and the chipper.
Oh, God, that is strange. I mean, yes, it's always noted that she lost a set of keys, but the set of keys that she lost was in August 2010. And she came over to London several times after that. And one day she actually left a set of keys at my house. And she said, oh, I mustn't forget these ones, she said, because I've already lost a set. And she goes, do you like the key ring? So she showed me the key ring. And it, you know, that's how we recognise the keys anyway, because it had her picture on it with her son. And the gentleman who ran the chipper in McCarthy's in Neilstown. He came running out to me. It was on the first anniversary where we went up to put new posters. He said, "Oh, I have your sister's keys." And I said, you know, I was in total shock when he said that anyway. And I said to him, when did you find them? And he said, "Well, it was just before Christmas, because I was waiting for you to come back so I can give them to you." Now, if it's just before Christmas, this is after she's gone missing. And the Garda have said, you know, it could possibly be the keys that she lost. And I said, but this is a regular shop she uses every other day, you know, to go and pick up a paper and whatever. They know her. They know her well enough to give those keys back to her if they were the original keys that were lost. And if you've lost a set of keys in a shopping area as small as Neilstown, you would go back and retrace your steps and go into the shops, because how are you going to get your car home otherwise?
Yes. God, it's strange. Berna, great to see you again.
And thank
hopefully
you.
One of these years there'll be the resolution.
And thank you for having us here. Thank
Not at
you.
All. You've got a website?
We do. We have Esra Oiron Facebook missing page and a Twitter page also. So, you know, please follow. And any information, please do not hold back. You can private message or even go to the Garda Confidential or the Missing People Confidential line.
Thank you very much indeed, Berna Fiden, and well done. You've got great support with your friend comes over with you every year.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.